Pony Boy.
Hey.
No, what's going on, man?
Not much, dude. I'm trying to get it. I'll get it one of these days. I'll troubleshoot that computer shit later, but man, we got some.
You still there? You gone, man. I can't hear nothing.
Can you hear me?
Dead silent. There you are. Where'd you go?
I have no idea.
All right, well, it's nice to have you back.
Thanks, man. Hey, we got a lot of cool shit to talk about, dude.
Yeah, old Jeffrey Epstein, huh?
The big old Jeffrey gave himself a Jeffrey in jail.
Yep.
Dude, we got to talk about this. A lot of people are talking about it, and the one thing I'm getting out of it is that whoever, you know, the powers that be, or whatever the fuck you want to call them, even if you're not a conspiracy theorist, like, dude, this was a spit in the face. Like, literally, this was, like, done in front of everybody. Like, and, like, what, you know, they're just like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, we got them. What are you going to do about it? There's so many avenues to look at this, dude.
There are. I mean, the fact that, it's hard to buy into conspiracy theories. I'm a bit of a skeptic when it comes to these conspiracy theories, but I mean, I did look into it a little bit, but I mean, obviously we know that he was in jail, but according to some pretty reliable sources, there's not been a suicide in that jail in a number of years. So suicide in that jail is very rare. We know that he was on suicide watch, but he got taken off suicide watch really quickly for somebody that attempted suicide.
Yeah,
I can see maybe somebody said something and maybe they come off of suicide watch in a week or so, but not somebody that actually attempted to commit suicide. So I think that he did die by his own hand.
Did the report come out?
The coroner's report?
All that shit, yeah.
No, I don't think the coroner's report's come out yet, although the coroner did make a statement that, you know, they're just waiting on the rest of the information, but, you know, there's strong evidence that suggests that he died from, you know, he took his own life, and, you know, that's how he died. I mean, he's in a locked cell, but there is supposed to, where are some of these conspiracy theories, you know, they don't need to have facts, there seems to be absence of fact in order to make these conspiracy theories possible, which I call reasonable doubt.
Right.
And really, you can have reasonable doubt because there is no video, and there should be video. Like, there's supposed to be video. Well, why is there no video? There should have been a video camera in his cell, and it should have, it should have been recording.
Yeah, there's just too much going on here. There's way too much going on. The fact that, you know, the next day those records were unsealed, the fact that they took him off suicide watch. The fact that he had a cellmate that was removed, and then two
security guards just didn't do their job.
And then the surveillance. Like, come on,
video camera, right? So I mean, those are real questions. You know, like, that doesn't prove anything. It's a lack of information. But those are some really serious questions, and I think they are going to look into it. But, you know, it's once the question is there, then it's always going to linger, and there's always going to be that room for doubt, and it's reasonable doubt. So, yeah, I mean, did you see the one where there was a mobster that spent 13 years in that jail? And he goes there to visit people, and he said that he saw William Barr at that jail the weekend before Epstein committed suicide. So the Attorney General of the United States, this guy claims that the Attorney General of the United States was there just prior to this man committing suicide. Not only that, and this is now that's conjecture. We don't really know if that's true. But one thing that you may not know that is absolutely true is that William Barr, the Attorney General's father, is Donald Barr, and Donald Barr gave Jeffrey Epstein his first job. So there is a connection between William Barr and Epstein.
There's a lot of connections, from what I understand. There's one of the princes from England. Bill Clinton. I mean, there's a lot going on in this situation, and it just seems paradoxical that the information was going to be out the next day, on top of, you know, questioning him and all the other, you know, things the judicial system was going to do. And then, you know, when this happens, the media outlets, I saw like the next day or that day, because it happened that morning when they found him, that a lot of the media outlets were claiming, and this, I don't think it's true at all, but they were saying that this case dies with him.
Well, the criminal case does, because you can't punish him, but the civil case doesn't. You know, I mean, there's other aspects of the case that don't. And it is hard to see the real threat. So why would somebody want to kill Jeffrey Epstein, right?
Great
question.
The
threat is that he poses to these other people is that he would testify against others in order to get a more lenient sentence. But so that's the threat to other people. But so those criminal cases could still proceed, but they would have to do so without his testimony. But if this guy had, because again, I think this guy is super wealthy and loaded, and if he had the actual dirt on these people and he was willing to testify against them, why would he kill himself? Because then that puts him in the spotlight. He gets all kinds of attention. He's gonna, you know, he'll get a reduced sentence. He won't spend a lot of time in jail. He'll get a cush, and then he'll probably have a cushy jail term because he's turning over all kind of evidence against all kinds of people. But that he didn't have, I don't think, you know, the person that commits suicide doesn't have outs. They don't see an opportunity to get their way out. So the death becomes the only route out. And it's very common for sex offenders to commit suicide. So, I mean, suicide in jail is the leading cause of death, and the leading, the person that's most likely to commit suicide in jail is a sex offender. So, I mean,
well, it's either that or they get the shit kicked out of them, because I know that's like pedophiles, dude. I mean, the murderers, like the serial killers, the crazy guys, all the gangsters in there. That is the lowest form to those people.
Right.
And there's so many, like, I listened to Sam Tripoli's podcast. I listened to Joe Rogan's podcast, and they brought up some cool, like, different questions on top of that. Like, maybe, you know, someone slipped them a note, or someone sent a message about, you know, threatening his family, or somebody, you know, it's so weird that I've seen this before, and I've seen it in articles. When you're on suicide watch, they don't even give you a uniform. Some of these people in prisons or in jails, they're given a paper uniform, like a paper gown.
And they're not given bed sheets. Yeah, and supposedly this guy hung himself with a bed sheet.
I can't imagine that those cells are that tall. You know, so many things are going on. They raise some good questions, especially like maybe they just got that guy out of there and they threw him in an island and shut him up, you know? He disappears. I don't want to deviate too far, but it's just so crazy that I you know, this is like the, I can't even count it on my fingers, but something this crazy goes on and you don't see too much of an uproar from the people. It's like, oh, it's just the next thing that goes on, you know?
Right.
I would be expecting people to be like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Because that's always been my question whenever I see news stories like this, like something big will come up and it's sudden. It's all of a sudden. 9 chances out of 10, it's there to cover something up that, you know, something else is going on too. But this Epstein case is just so fucking big, man. This is
huge. It is big. Yeah.
This guy, someone gave him a $75 million mansion in the city of New York. Like, this guy had connections.
Yeah, it's really weird too, and nobody really can pinpoint exactly what he did. But like, yeah, he financed some things, and he managed some money, but like, it's not well understood exactly what it is that he did. He had no real education, you know what I mean? Like he amassed massive amounts of money, and it's really not well. Even that's not well understood. Nobody really knows how he made all this money. He wasn't even supposed to be living in that mansion. That mansion right. was supposed to be owned by somebody else, but they through all kinds of crazy convoluted paperwork and documentation and transfers, he becomes the owner of it without anybody knowing that he's the owner of it. So it's really strange. It's very, very strange. Yeah, and the same thing with the, because it, what he was doing with these people too, if we look into some of these allegations and these documents that were released,
mm-hmm.
it's not that, like, so with the prince, you know, you got Prince Andrew, the Duke of York. The allegation is that Epstein paid an underage girl to have sex with him. So it's not that Prince Andrew paid somebody to have sex with him. It's that this other dude paid somebody to have sex with him. And who knows if Prince Andrew knew that, or, you know, who knows what the details of it are. Who know, we don't even know if it's true. But a lot of these allegations have nothing. It's not like he was the pimp and he was pimping these girls out. He was paying these girls and they were doing favors for him, sexual favors for him, but for other people. So that's just really strange. Yeah, it's just... And he's amassing massive amounts of money without really offering anything of value or service, unless it was all illegal. I mean, as I was reading these things, I could see, I was like, you know, what if this guy is like the middleman for insider trading? You know, like he's just keeping, you know, he's got all kinds of friends in all kinds of places, really powerful people, and he's the middleman. So that way Clinton or Trump or whoever cannot be implicated in insider trading. Because there's a gap. He's like the gap between, you know, between the person that's benefiting the most and the illegal information. So that this money manager is taking the action on their behalf. They have no idea why he's taking that action, but it's actually insider trading, and he's getting really well rewarded for making massive amounts of money, but he's doing so illegally. I mean, that was what kind of kept running through my mind, but also like money laundering comes to mind too. But it just seemed like insider trading was probably one of those.
He's the middleman for something, man. That is absolutely true.
Yeah, it's just a matter of what is he the middleman for?
And like people that are listening to this, like, or you know, listening to this stuff on the news, like. We have an obligation to find out what the hell's going on. Like we found it out, you know, there was these rumors a couple of years ago about Pizzagate and all this shit, and just things just keep popping up. And now this, like, and this is a pretty heavy focal point of what's been going on. And I think, you know, I hope, you know, we get some information from QAnon, you know, I definitely know for a fact we're not going to be able to rely on like the news media for it. Absolutely not. But, you know, this is something that, you know, I hope comes to light, and I hope something fucking happens, because I guarantee you there's a lot more crooked shit going on. You know, even if if he was paying people to have sex with these other people, we don't even really know. You know, there's just so much shit that leaves room to question. And this is the craziest thing that's happened this year.
Yeah. Well, so far. Well, I don't. I mean, I don't know. It's everything's going so crazy, and there's so much craziness. You know, like they're, you know, the is doing some pretty crazy shit. You know, and there's other countries that are doing some pretty crazy shit. You know, and that's a pretty big country. You know, the governments have pretty big, powerful. But I mean, in terms of an individual. I mean, this is some pretty wild shit. Yeah, I mean, you know, the simplest explanation is the most likely, but you have to question, you know, there's reasonable doubt there, and you have to question these things, and hopefully there will be answers. But, I mean, how much do you really want the government to spend their resources chasing down the crimes of a dead man? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, right.
There's better things to do.
There's always been these rumors of like an underground sex trade industry in the United States. And I remember hearing about that when I was in the city of Atlanta, that was really big. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
I remember hearing about this private island a long time ago too, and how there was this private sex island. All these people were going there and they were, you know, participating in all these crazy orgies and things. And it sounded like urban legend, and you were like, yeah, right, whatever. But then come to find out, no, here's the dude, and these are the people, and this is the island, and you know, there's all the women are testifying and giving evidence. And you're like, holy shit, that shit was real.
Yeah, and now these people going forward, like, it just seems like now they're just moving to, like, sell all of his estates and try to pay these people off, too. Like, I wrote a message to a couple of people. I was like, man, I'm ready to go forward and say that, you know, I was on Epstein Island. Like, yeah. Shit, dude. They're just really just trying to hush everybody up.
Well, yeah.
Oh, we need to find out more.
That's all they really can do. Isn't it better that he not be in jail and that these people get big checks? You know what I mean? Like, it's better than the government taking his money.
No, you're right. I honestly, this was just the tip of the iceberg. There's got to be something else going on. I mean, the fact of the matter is, like, yeah, dude, the sex trade industry is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Oh, yeah.
It's up there with fucking gun running, drug smuggling, all of that shit. Like,
well,
really.
Shouldn't like it really be regulated? So, I mean, it's like the war on drugs, right? So, like, the war on the sex industry or the sex trade. I mean, it's not working, right? So there's hookers and there's prostitutes and the sex trade and the sex industry is still alive and well all over the world. So why not regulate it instead of trying to prohibit it? Because it really is a victimless crime. I mean, you know, yes, I understand there's victims here and I don't really understand the extent of it, but it does seem like these people were paid, like they had a choice. Now, I know there's manipulation and there's pressure and there's all these other things and there's all these allegations, and I'm sure that not everything was above board and this dude was a sicko. But in more general terms, when it comes to prostitution, I mean, there's strippers. I mean, there's not that big of a difference between being, if you're willing to take your clothes off for money, I mean, are you willing to touch somebody? You know, and then who's the victim here? If you're making the decision to willfully have, you know, have consensual, mutual touching with another adult in exchange for money, and you get paid, well, who's been victimized?
Yeah,
you know, what harm has been done?
Yeah, and that's the one thing that you're bringing up, like, that makes sense. You just go back to, like, you know, those urban legends or just even the facts of everything, like why pimps make so much money. They give those girls a false sense of security, you know.
Right. So regulate it and get rid of the pimp, get rid of the pressure, get rid of those things, you know, like it just has to be regulated. And, you know, if someone's trying to get into prostitution because they have a drug addiction problem and they can't hold down a job, well, then they need to be the same thing. The drug use is also a victim. It's not, well, it's quasi victimless crime, but offer them treatment for their drug addiction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you have to get a license in order to be I mean, there's legal prostitution in countries. There's legal prostitution in the United States. And the women are tested. They're provided services, you know, and they pay for the licenses and they fund their own, you know, they fund their own regulation. So it's not like it's costing us massive amounts of money. It doesn't cost Nevada any amount of money to legalize prostitution. Nevada makes money from prostitution. So if we're talking about budgets and shortfalls and all these other things, well, it's time to start looking at some other, you know, where are we wasting money? And it certainly seems like trying to regulate the sex trade or prohibit the sex trade is kind of a waste of money, because there's prostitution all over the world and there's prostitution on every street corner. And it's kind of like, you know, when we were talking about the prohibition of marijuana, there's a good reason to give up on the prohibition of marijuana, because it's not working. There's, in any state, in any city in the United States, you can still get marijuana, whether it's illegal or not. It's not, you're not changing anything, but you're spending all these money and resources trying to prohibit something that you cannot possibly prohibit, because there's always going to be somebody that's willing to grow a plant and then somebody that's going to want to buy that plant. It's just a plant. So same thing, you know, with prostitution, same thing. Somebody is going to be willing. How could you possibly prevent two people from getting together and one person saying, I'll give you $20 if you do this? And they'll be like, all right, I'll do that for 20 bucks. 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
That's right.
You know, how are you going to outlaw that? It just doesn't seem possible or feasible. So we should stop trying. So you had a police chase at your house last night?
Well, no, it was about an hour or so ago. I was on my way to an appointment. I was on my way to an appointment in Joliet, and so I'm on this main road, four lanes, two in each side, and I'm going down. I'm on the left lane, and I just see this SUV just screaming out of a side street, and all of these undercover cars are just, and I'm talking like a minivan, a truck, cars. These look like regular vehicles, but with a light car. Yeah, hot pursuit, man. And he pulls right out and then goes to the on the main road to a next side street, and there was already cops there, barricaded it, and he smashes into those cop cars. This is the road I'm on is like a 30 mile an hour road, so I'm coasting and I'm like, oh my god, this happened right in front of me. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Smashes into that, and then I'm at the intersection of a light, and I see him running across the street like he is in full stride. This guy, like, he's got baggy clothes on and loose shoes on. He doesn't, like, that's how close I am. He is not, like, he's not ready to run, but he books it. And then I see all these guys, all the cops, most of them had polos on and vests, and they got their guns out and they're chasing this dude. I was like, oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm waiting. I'm definitely waiting to find out what happens. This isn't Joliet, Illinois. So they have their own system. It's like, it's called the Patch. I don't know. I know other cities have their own thing, but yeah, I'll go to the Patch and I'll see what's going on. It's going to take a while for everything to get out, but it's inevitably going to, something will show up tonight. That was crazy, though, dude. Yeah, he pulled out. His car was right next to mine. And then out of nowhere, I didn't even see these cars. Out of nowhere, they're just all, like, gravitated towards him. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Wow.
You see that shit on YouTube or on your computer or on the internet. You never, it's totally a different story when you see it in person. That shit is crazy.
Yeah. It sure is. Well, there was a police chase here last night.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, we went out to go look at the meteor shower. And we're coming back. And you can just see, like, there's three cops blocking the main road. So we just kind of went around. And when we came down the side road, there was, like an armored vehicle, like a militarized armored vehicle in the middle of the road with its lights out and all of its doors open. So they're like, oh shit, that looks like maybe it was, but it didn't have any name on it or anything. It didn't say like police on the side, it just was this big ass truck in the middle of the road.
Sounds like SWAT, dude.
Yeah, so, but it didn't say, you would think it would say SWAT or police on the side or something. It didn't say anything. So then we just, we drove around and then made it inside. And then we got out of the car, we realized that there was a helicopter that was going up, that was making circles around the house. So apparently, like, a little while before we got there, there was a car that was pulled over for matching a description of a felony warrant. The police officer went to stop the car, make the traffic stop, and then this guy at the traffic, so you stop, the cop pulls in behind you.
Yeah.
This guy threw it in reverse, smashed the police car, and then pulled away while firing shots at the police car. He, like, fired three or four shots at the police car as he drove away.
Oh, my God. Once you do that. Discharge your firearm. They've got no, there's nothing else binding them. It's full go now.
Right. Well, and then the crazy thing is, so they spent all this time looking for him, right? Like, right in the immediate area of where this occurred. But he was in a car. So he took off in his car. And then I guess he was freaking out or whatever. He was at a gas station. And somebody alerted the police, like, hey, he's over here. And they just went and picked him up with no incidents. I guess he just kind of calmed down a little bit, but that's the second or third time something like that has happened to me this year, while I was in the area. So it's just been nuts to watch this all occur, all in the summer too. Like, the winter was really calm and quiet. There wasn't a whole lot going on. And then you just kind of saw the city kind of come to life as the temperatures warmed up. And it just has gotten crazier and crazier and crazier all summer long.
Yeah, man, it's kind of crazy summer.
Yeah, and then we got Walmart shooters. You got that guy going into Walmart, blowing the place up. What was it, 30 seconds or something like that? He killed 20 people.
I didn't even hear about that. Or have I been living under a fucking rock? Are you serious?
Well, you don't know about the Walmart shooting?
No, dude.
Oh, man, no. In El Paso, some white supremacists went up to a Walmart and just opened up fire and killed like 20 people.
That's where I was last night. I was in a Walmart. Fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, I joke around about this with some friends and Jenny. Like, dude, whenever we want to go see, you know, the zoo, we call it the zoo, just go to Walmart. See people bugging out in there. I see people like, man, there's some strange fucking people in a Walmart.
You know the family that owns Walmart, the Waltons?
Yeah.
They get $100 million richer every single day.
What?
Yeah, the Walton family gets $100 million richer every single day. They make $70,000 per minute. $22,000 per second. They went from their wealth is growing at a ridiculous rate. Their personal fortune has grown by like $40 million this year. They're just taking over. They're making tremendous amounts of money at Walmart.
I did a report on them in one of my business classes in college about their infrastructure and how it ruins middle-class businesses and family businesses, like whether it's a hardware store, a grocery store, whatever, and what a Walmart can do over time, over a 10-year span to a town, because that money was at one point being circulated within that town, and now, you know,
goes to the Waltons. Every minute, $70,000.
That's crazy. That is fucking nuts. And if, you know, I know my hometown rejected the idea of having a Walmart. I'm glad it happened. But yeah, the one I go to, and it's crazy because I see this a lot. You see a lot of commercial buildings that are just empty. Just empty all around the Walmart.
Yeah, I mean, they have a devastating effect, but that's just the nature of the...
Yeah, you can hate the game, dude, not the player.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's, you know, the superstore, the super retailer. But, I mean, Amazon... So, I mean, the only thing that's happening right now is Amazon is chipping away at the rest of it. So the stuff you need to go to the store for, you got Walmart. Stuff you don't need to go to the store for, Amazon is taking over. And Amazon's not even in town. But they're putting small business... You know, I mean, they're not actually there, but they're still putting plenty of businesses out of business.
No, they are. They definitely are. A lot of those hard, you know, concrete shops, everyone's going online now just because, you know, Amazon's probably the best logistics company out there. As soon as they had Amazon Prime, you know, that one day delivery stuff, it's over.
Yeah, and great warranties. It's easy to return shit. I mean, it's over. I mean, that's just the nature of an evolving marketplace. So you just need to learn how, you know, if you're going to participate in the market, it doesn't do you any good to sit there and complain about the changes in market. You got to learn to adapt and how to participate in the market.
Yeah. You got to roll with the punches on that one. No, I'm with you on that one. Absolutely. It's crazy to see how everything has changed. And just in the span of a few years, just where
the rate of change is increasing.
Oh, it's nuts, man. It's a great time to be alive. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, man.
It's a great fucking time to be alive. We're going to be witnessing some really big changes, really big things. I truly believe that this stuff going on with the what do you want to call it, the deep government or whatever whatever they're calling it now, that is going to change. I think a lot of things are going to be changing for the better, some for the worse, but that's a little bit of debatable when you live in a capitalistic society. It's just not the same anymore as when our parents, were kids, or even when we were kids. It's not the same anymore. It's all changing.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you seen anything else? The only thing I've got on Epstein is this whole sex trafficking thing. Is anything else new even going on? The one thing, there's a couple stories with like Hillary being involved.
I mean, that's just so ridiculous. I mean, yeah, because I looked into the connection, I didn't spend any great deal of time on it, but the only real evidence that Clinton spent any time with Epstein, there was massive numbers of people involved. They were like events, and it seemed really to be indirect, and he was just trying to raise money, and this dude Epstein has all kinds of money. So, of course, you're going to be, if you're trying to raise money, you want to hang out with people that got all kinds of money. So, there was no real evidence linking anything to anything in terms of, the Clintons.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I also listened to that because there was the whistleblower that leaked some emails.
Julian Assange. Julian Assange?
No, he's still alive, isn't he?
Should be.
Yeah, no, they think that there's a conspiracy theory that Clinton's killed this guy that leaked the emails that Julian Assange eventually published.
Oh, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Well, there was a podcast on that recently by one of the, and they interviewed one of the investigators, and it was just like, yeah, no, it's complete nonsense. Like, there's absolutely no evidence of it whatsoever. But there's loads of evidence that people have manufactured, that foreign governments and foreign adversaries have manufactured that story in order to influence our political process, the fake news. So that's one of those fake news things that's been engineered in order to create divisions in our political spectrum. In our political dialogue, our national to create discourse in the United States.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah. So it's a means of division, right? Yeah. They're just trying to divide people in the United States. But it's just crazy how they manufacture these things. Like, how do they know that that's going to be what resonates? But I guess they just produce thousands and thousands of them, and sometimes they stick and they resonate, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, flies on shit, man. Seriously. You start talking a bunch of shit, sooner or later someone's going to stick to something.
Yeah,
that's just a numbers game. Yeah,
it just takes off with the existence of its own.
Just need to be informed, and I want to keep my eye out these next couple days. I'm definitely going to be on some podcasts. I'm definitely going to go on YouTube, see what's coming about. But This will, it's only Tuesday, but this is going to be an amazing week. I hope, I hope this isn't just like any other story that comes out on the news where it's out for like a week or so and then it disappears and they go and create another pile of shit, another thing for us to stick onto.
Well, you never know. I mean, this could lead to, who knows? I mean, yeah, there could be a lot of things that change, but I mean, his death could result in things being released. Because when he's alive, some information is protected. He may not want to have it released, but he certainly could have things. Say you really had all these people that were so powerful and so rich that they could actually get to you in prison, and you had all kinds of money. You had hundreds of millions of dollars. I would assume that somebody that smart with that much money would keep that information with an attorney or with some unknown entity, that upon my death, this should be released.
That's what I'm thinking too. Like, I would be leveraging the shit out of that, like, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. No, spot on with that, dude. I totally agree with that. Totally fucking agree with that. God, dude, this is such a fucking, dude, this shit is just so crazy to comprehend this type of stuff. Like, it's just so crazy that this shit's going on right now. Ah, dude. Fucking sex trafficking ring. All these people involved. This could, yeah, dude, this could literally topple. Literally just topple over and just, oh man, this could decimate a lot of people, a lot of things. It's so heavy. It's so fucking heavy. I think there's just going to be some more crazy shit that comes out that we're going to end up bringing up to connect these dots. I'm fucking excited about this. I'm really pissed off at the fact that, you know, we're hearing about shit like this going on in 2019, but, you know, it just seems like, you know, for things to get better, the worse, you know, it's got to get a little bit more worse.
Well, and that's Breitbart's, that guy that runs Breitbart that ran the Trump campaign, that was his whole philosophical approach, was that before you can see the change in society that you want, or before there's an opportunity to create the change in society that you want, first society has to be broken. And that's what his goal was to break society.
Man, that's a deep one right there, too.
Well, it was really well known. Like, this was his doctrine. This was nothing new. I mean, he was running the Trump campaign for an extended period of time and established this platform and set forth an agenda and, you know, and spent loads and loads of money on it. And it was certainly embraced by the party and by Trump. And, you know, it was a gamble, but it was a gamble that paid off.
Yeah, night is darkest before dawn.
Right.
So this is going to be an interesting couple weeks. Like I said, man, I just really hope and encourage, you know, people to be awake and not to forget things, because it does seem to me that we are a culture with amnesia, and we're just, you know, with social media up and all the things that are going on, all the distractions that are going on, I would really hope and pray that people don't forget about this and remember this and really bring some fucking accountability to those, you know, these names that come up.
I mean, even Trump in his own words said that, you know, so, you know, because there's ties between this dude and President Trump. And Trump's defense was, look, this guy was doing some stuff at Mar-a-Lago. I heard about it. I didn't like it. So I kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago, and I haven't really talked to him since. But what he's saying is that he protected a sex offender. He knew that this guy was up to no good with young girls. And instead of contacting the authorities and doing the right thing, he just kicked him off his property and said, don't come to my property. So he protected him from law enforcement. He protected him from being held accountable for his actions. So, but it's funny to me that that's literally what the president is saying, but that's not how it's being perceived. Like somehow it's being like, oh, well, the president did the right thing by kicking it. Like, no, that's the wrong thing. But you're hearing the words. You know that this person did the wrong thing, but you're still deciding that it's okay. Because you like him or you want to support him, so you're gonna, you know, it's all of a sudden it's okay to protect sex offenders. It's just, like the obstruction of justice stuff. Like, Trump could literally do something that was classically defined as obstruction of justice, and people would defend it. It's like you're defending a crime, a criminal act, but it doesn't matter. So I'm really confused by the separation between facts and reality and what people choose to believe. But it's kind of like religion. I mean, you know, if you look at facts and reality and you get an education, you have to kind of realize that a lot of religion is a lot of bullshit. But people still choose willingly to believe in those religions, and that's what they live by.
Yeah. That's what I think. You know, that's why I keep saying I really think this is going to shake the pillars of our society. I mean, it has the potential to do that. But just history is, you know, tapping me on the shoulder saying, no, there's going to be another story that comes up and people are just going to forget about this shit.
Right. Yeah. Cause it's a 24-hour news cycle right now. Yeah. That's real popular on the news cycle, but wait, yeah, something else is going to happen and it's not going to involve this dude because this dude's dead. And then everybody will be all up in arms about that. And then the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. Society has become a Facebook feed. You know, the things that were shocking and important on your Facebook feed 3 days ago, you don't even remember them anymore. You have no idea what it was, but you're just looking forward to the next thing to pop up on your Facebook feed. That's just the nature of society now. It's the effect that these things have had on our collective psyche.
It's crazy because, like, for my work, for my business, I'm actually in the process now of making like multimedia templates for different business industries for what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing that you come to find out is basically, you know, when you're sending an email or you're sending a message out to somebody, you have to be aware of the fact that they have a very, very low attention span. Like, we're talking tenths of a second, where if you can't, you know, grasp them in that amount of time or capture their attention in that amount of time, it's over.
Right.
And every year it just keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. Just to be able to look at that outside of the box and see that for what it is, you're just like, Jesus.
Yeah.
How's speaking of that, how's your practice going? How's it going?
It's coming along. You know, just got to work at it day by day. I got that done. I got that up on the internet. So now I'm starting on the next one, and just trying to.
Well, dude, pop. What is it? What's the book?
It's up on Amazon. I mean, if people are looking for it, they'll find it.
All right. Yeah. Totally, dude. Is it anything I like to read, and I'm not joking. Is it something I would like
to? I'm still working on the stuff that you would like to read. This is more reference kind of stuff. If you would be interested in it, if you know you're looking for it. So that's why I'm saying it's on Amazon. And the only people that would have any interest in actually buying it are the ones that would be looking for it, because it's directly related to. You know, it serves a need and serves a purpose. It's not casual reading. It's not reading that would.
Well, that's a very humble. That's very humble of you.
Yeah. Well, keep on keeping on. Just got to keep on keeping at it and do the best I can.
Yeah, dude. Keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we should get back on in the next day or two.
Okay.
Revamp, you know, where we're leaving off right now, because I know there's gonna be more things going on, and I want to stay strict on what's going on with this Epstein thing. Because I don't want to forget about it, and just in case this does happen, it'd be a good call out to be like, oh, wow, look at what, you know, what's next on the news, or, you know,
right.
Stay focused on this and just see what happens. It's going to be interesting. It's a nice little social experiment.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, remind me next time I was going to talk about the student loan stuff, you know, because that's an important issue with the presidential race, but that's going to be going on for a long time. This is going to be stuff that's discussed for a long time. So there's nothing urgent or pressing about it. Unless, you know, something drastic occurs. But, yeah, we'll look forward to next time. And I'll keep my eyes on the Epstein case to see if anything pops up that's interesting. I'll look into it, read it, and we'll see if we can come up with some interesting perspective on Jeffrey Epstein and his ring of lies.
Yeah, for sure. No, we got to do that. Thanks, man.
All right, brother. Well, have a wonderful evening.
You too, bro. I'll talk to you in a couple days.
All right. Take care. Peace.